Was the Temu drone worth it?
It's probably about to take off.
How much do you weigh?
We freaking flew!
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. So in today's video, we bought one of the craziest and most dangerous things we've ever bought off of Temu. And it's in this crate right here. And I'm a little scared. How are you feeling, dude?
Not the most dangerous thing off of Temu. The most dangerous thing we've ever bought, period.
That might be true.
This is the craziest thing ever.
I think so, and look at this, it's a big box.
Super light, which is a good thing.
Lightweight, because this is supposed to lift me or you
how much pounds
into the air.
Can this thing lift?
I think it can lift like 200 pounds.
So we bought a flying car for
you. This is a flying car. Now I might have to lose some weight. All right, so I think we're gonna start with the smaller boxes first and then work up to the big box right there. But I think this is the actual shell of this jetpack. What do we even call this thing?
Flying car, dude.
Flying car, human drone.
Human drone.
There's so many different things. Quadcopter.
Quadcopter. I don't even know, dude. This thing's insane.
Dude, apparently you can learn to fly this thing in only 3 minutes. That's what got me.
That's scary. That's actually pretty scary right there, but shouldn't be difficult.
And I think we can fly it with remote too.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Well, let me fly you around.
We'll fly it just by itself.
Flip.
Dude, let's open it all up and show you guys what we got here. I think this is a battery.
Look at that.
Made in China. There's so many things that can go wrong.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's why it's the scariest thing we've ever bought.
That's pretty heavy alone. I don't even see how this machine, this helicopter thing is gonna lift up those batteries, let alone lift up us. Something completely fake.
Yeah, we just got scammed.
Gotcha.
Dang, that's a lot. Dang, what is that?
Dang. Carbon fiber. That is sick.
Dude, and body?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, this is definitely the body. Look at the quality. It actually looks really nice.
Ooh.
What is it called that you want? I know you want it. I know you want this.
It's small, eh?
It is small. I'm guessing you don't have to have a license to fly this thing or anything, right? Because it's under a certain amount that we're gonna fly. I know what everybody's thinking right now. We've actually told a couple people about this idea,
yeah.
And everybody's like, you're crazy, don't do it, this is dangerous.
Everybody, nobody wanted to.
Not a single person was like, oh, that's pretty cool, but we're here.
That's why we wanted to do it even more.
we're gonna be very careful. We're gonna take our time learning everything, and we're only gonna fly like two feet up. Until we get comfortable.
I'm flying home.
Look at that. That's some high quality.
That's like
quality.
What you would see on the center right there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. That's some high quality carbon.
Shoot, Alex, what do you say we put you in it first?
Hey, I'll do it.
You'll do it?
I'll be Elazar's body double. Stunt double.
Yeah.
Hey, this is like some Evel Knievel stuff right here, dude.
Definitely gotta learn it.
Yeah.
Make sure you know all the controls.
You gotta really pay attention.
I haven't flew a drone in a long time, so
this is gonna be kind of sketchy.
I think this thing has all the safety features where you don't like run into trees and stuff.
Hopefully. Totally doubt that.
Ever since we did those viral Temu jet boats, this is what happens. It becomes like an addiction, you know what I mean?
Dude, Temu got some cool stuff.
They do got some cool stuff. Like, stuff that you don't normally see in America for a decent price. You know?
You see like a flying, anything flying in America is your hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. So the closest thing to what we bought here is the Jetson One, I think. And those are like 130 grand. And they're basically the exact same thing. You know what I mean?
Hopefully.
And we just got this for like a fraction of the cost.
Dude, what the heck is this?
Is that mold?
Ugh, it does look like mold.
Dude, hopefully that didn't ruin our electronics. Oh my gosh, that is sick.
You sure that's not a game simulator?
No freaking way, dude.
Come on, let's go forwards.
Oh, put it on the table.
Not that heavy.
What the heck?
There's no way this is flying.
There is no way.
This is not flying, dude.
We might be flying this thing.
We might have. I mean, I'm just saying, this thing probably is not going to take flight.
Will you fly this thing? No, I'm just kidding. I'll fly this thing. I'll fly this thing like 5 feet.
Oh,
I just want to feel the lift.
Wow. Look, it has like, what are these? What is that? Like connections? You see that?
Dang, a little bit of rust here and
there.
See
those?
Where's the wings at?
These are the wings.
No, the wings.
The propellers?
The propellers.
Dang, how's it feel in there, dude?
Actually fit pretty good.
All you got is literally one control. No gas pedal, no brake.
Wait, where's the gear shifter?
No gear shifter, just one joystick, which makes it pretty simple to fly, you know what I mean?
You got your Temu harness right here that ain't gonna do nothing to you.
What it's gonna look like.
Oh, that's sketchy. That actually feels like if it was flying.
Yeah.
Keep doing that. Let me practice. Let me act like I'm flying out there.
All right, pump. Here, all let right. me do it.
I'm turn left right now. Turn that way. That's right.
Start running with him.
Dude, I'll go forward.
What the heck? This feels weird. Go back.
You're heavy, dude. All
right, sit it down.
It's like a roller coaster, but you get to control it. You know what I mean?
Oh my god, that feels crazy. Dude, this is gonna be fun.
Whoa.
Parachute. Dude, honestly.
Don't that feel like it's fine?
I'm excited,
That's
dude.
That's what I'm saying. That actually felt like a little taste of what's coming.
Always wanted to find some.
Insane.
We're gonna make it happen. All
right, guys, so it's actually been a couple days and we got a couple more boxes. Let's open them up and see what we got.
That is not how you want to see your bolts come in.
Check it out. So we just unpackaged all the new stuff that just came in, our propellers, our motors, our remote control right here, which that's just a big piece of the puzzle. I mean, we got to fly this thing before we hop inside and actually fly this thing. So
yep.
That's going to be a good thing to have right here. And these motors are just insane. So there's actually two motors per corner, which is awesome. It's kind of like a safety feature as well, because apparently if one goes out in the corner, you can still fly. I think even four of them go out. As long as you got four of them in each corner, you're still good to fly.
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Hopefully that doesn't happen. Our propellers right here, carbon fiber, super sweet looking, but we got a major problem. So as soon as we opened them up, we seen a piece of damage right here on the wingtip, which is just, it sucks, honestly, because you technically cannot fly with that. I mean, you can probably fly it with a remote, but this is like the fastest
spinning part, right?
Part of the propeller, which I don't know. I'm not really good at propellers, so we're gonna ask around, see if we can possibly fix this. The supplier did say he's gonna ship us out a new one, so I don't know how long that takes. So we'll see about that. We may just end up flying it with a remote, or I might just hop inside and fly around town. You never know, dude. But other than that, got our bolts and stuff, some tools right here. Got our batteries right there. The only thing that we don't have is the charger, which I'm hoping it comes in here really soon. I think it's at customs right now, they're holding it. But in the meantime, what we're gonna do is go ahead and start assembling this bad boy. We can go ahead, throw the motors on, throw the propellers on, piece this thing together, bolt it together, and be ready to fly.
Torque specs.
try this at home, folks.
All right, we're configuring the remote here, guys. And it's an Android. We're cooked. No, I'm kidding. But the supplier did say that if we don't configure this correctly, that the drone could literally just go up in the air and it could just get stuck. And it won't ever come down. So we don't want that to happen. But I'm going to go ahead and check this out. Dang, it's a nice little LCD right there display. It would be in Chinese, wouldn't it? I don't even know what to do from here.
Pull out the translator.
Let's see. Supplier, I am going to sleep. You didn't reply, my dear friend. Do not take off yet. So he was kind of going over everything with me, making sure everything was put together correctly. And right now it is 3 a.m. back in China, and it is 3 p.m. here. Little time difference there, but we're gonna figure this out, guys. Look at that. The camera is so freaking crispy.
That is so freaking awesome. What is this?
That's not from around here. Is that in China?
Xinxi Highway.
Xinxi.
Dang, I want to learn Chinese, dude.
I used to speak.
I know, Alex used to know Chinese.
Mandarin? Yeah, we call it Mandarin.
Professional.
Alex, didn't you learn Chinese?
Dude,
China is sick.
We need to go out in the field before we go to mess with any of this, because if this blade starts spinning out here...
What are we going to do if it don't stop spinning?
It'll hit the roof or... It's gonna create a dang tornado in here.
All right, so before you guys see the Temu drone in action, we got something pretty cool for you guys watching this video right now. So as you guys know, our car giveaways have ended. So we're throwing in all this stuff right here into random orders for the next 24 hours. This is exclusive only for those of you that actually purchase any of our new high quality Richardson hats right here. And we're throwing in the straw hat as well. So you can purchase that and you have a chance to win some epicness right here. Look at this, this is the grand prize, $2,000. DJI Avanta 2, that's an FPV drone. You can do some cool stuff with that. You got airplanes, you got some RC trucks, you got some helicopters, a lot of epic prizes, guys. Check out gunsquad.com, buy you a hat, and good luck.
Perfect timing, dude.
Perfect timing, dude.
That's the chargers right there.
Doesn't look like anything special, but...
What kind of plug is that?
It's a 110.
We can make one of those?
Nice!
Dang.
We have power.
All right, it's charging.
All right, guys, so it shows that the batteries are fully charged, so I think we're ready to fly, dude.
We're gonna take her to the farm, right?
I'm about to fly her to the farm.
Dude, I bet you could. Honestly, what is the flight time? Like 30 minutes?
30 minutes possibly? I don't know. No, I think it's 15, 20 minutes.
That's kind of short, but I guess if you're up in the air.
And you're flying.
I bet that's enough time up there.
All right, was the Temu drone worth it or not? We're about to find out.
The moment of truth. Are we gonna fly today or not?
I mean, we're gonna fly with the remote, but depending on how good it flies with the remote is gonna determine how good I wanna fly it. You know what I mean?
How bad you wanna fly it?
Yeah.
We gotta really just check for if there's any like noise or vibration coming in from that one propeller.
Yeah, and if it's like nice and stable, you know, if it flies really good and crisp, I might get in it.
Freaking Temu drone.
That's insane though, just looking at it.
I know, dude, it's pretty crazy to see, but.
It's intimidating.
It's the future, you know what I mean?
This is the future. You gotta get ready for the future, because you know, you don't get ready for, how are you gonna buy a flying car, you know?
It's always sketchy when you connect that battery because the props move a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's scary.
All right, should I get in it already or? David, come on, dude, you're the lightest one here.
Yeah, right, dude.
Come on, dude, get in it. Be the first, be the guinea pig.
Let's quickly do some research on that and then we'll get started.
So I just used ChatGPT to try to figure out these buttons right here.
Left wheel, the markings show, camera, gimbal. Oh, so this is all for like camera stuff right here. Oh. So some of these can be customized for like spraying crops or like picking stuff up. That'd be cool if we had that attachment.
Which one is the takeoff, A or B?
Motor testing, let's try it.
You wanna test the motor?
Yeah, one.
There it is, dude. That is sick. Let's get a little closer, dude.
Motor four.
Dude, it sounds so sick.
Sounds good, you know? Doesn't sound like a crappy motor.
Sounds smooth.
That creates a little bit of lift right there.
Dude, now how do we launch this thing? Maybe you can't fly with the remote and you have to be in it. I wonder if you can get in it, at least just turn the propellers on a little bit, you know what I mean? What if it just goes up? What the heck, dude?
I'm gonna get in there.
No.
I'm gonna get in there.
if you get in there, just turn, don't fly, don't take off. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Why didn't he show us a video of how it takes off?
No way.
It's probably about to take off. That was 80. Now we're at 87% battery.
Wow, it dropped pretty quick.
Dude.
I think I want to go. Can you take me for a little ride?
You think so?
I don't know.
Oh,
I say we do a little bit more training on the remote.
Oh, man. I kind of want to just go in there and use the joystick.
I think fly it a little bit more, and then we'll see. Because this is like serious stuff here. You know,
yeah, maybe we should get really good with the remote.
I think so. Really good with the remote, and then we'll go from there. But, dude, that is sick, dude.
It may fly better with weight in there as well. You know what I mean?
Because
right now, it's like, you know what I mean?
That's literally the drone the size of a car right there. That looks unreal, like just seeing it like hover like that.
To think about somebody can sit in there is just crazy. Want me fly you?
Let's see how good you do.
We can just do that for our first test flight.
But I would rather do that with my own controls.
No, dude. Where's the helmet?
Let me just sit in here. Don't take off yet.
I'm not. Just sit in there and just buckle up real tight and let me know what you feel.
How much do you weigh? 180.
Get this one out. Maybe we should do it over some water.
Do not touch anything. Keep your hands inside. There it goes. We're going to send Simon off.
We freaking flew! He flew, bro! You actually flew. How'd that feel?
Dude, that felt safe.
Dude, that was insane.
It actually didn't feel too bad, honestly.
Dude, and it lifted up that weight with no problem. It didn't go like, it didn't jerk up like it did like without anything.
Yeah.
You know, with weight, actually like rises pretty slow.
Honestly, it felt like super peaceful for some reason.
Dude, that's insane.
I don't know why. It just really just felt like I wanted to just keep flying.
I didn't want to go too far. I didn't know how you felt in there.
Dude, that was sick.
Dude, that was crazy.
Man, I want to fly myself,
dude. I know, right? Like, I bet you could easily, because it's so simple, this. I'm literally just going forward, and it has a little bit of pitch. I wonder if it's set like that in that setting as well, you know? Not, because, like, if you jam it, you don't want it to, like, you know what I mean?
I'm not sure, dude. My hands are freaking shaking, dude.
I bet my hands are shaking, too, because I'm flying a human out there, you know what I mean?
I never thought in my life I would be in something
like that, dude.
That's insane, dude.
But it's honestly, it was awesome up there, dude.
I bet.
Let's get two of them.
It's like a whole, everybody gets when we go flying around the track.
It is like a whole different world up there, dude. I can see why people like fly helicopters and airplanes.
People get addicted to it. I wonder how that is. I wonder if you push it up, it takes off. Or do you just gradually take off? Because that's like the main issue I'm thinking about right now.
Honestly, I think we should save this for some other time.
Yeah.
We already kind of broke some rules with not even like really getting the full info from the...
We weren't even supposed to get in there today, but hey, YOLO.
I kind of want to now see how far I can go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the limit of this remote? And also we need to ask the supplier if you can take control of this remote in like an emergency situation.
With you, I just did like a stop and a turn. But with this, I'm doing like two turns, using both joysticks to make like a gradual turn.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe get some help.
Oh, look. See, you got to hold it down. You cut it off.
Dude, good flight right there, dude.
This is solid. This is awesome. Dude, this is actually really awesome. I mean, this is obviously easier to fly than like a helicopter.
Yeah.
I mean, way easier. And just, you can just float in one spot without having to control the whole
thing. It's crazy how anybody can literally buy one.
Anybody can buy one and anybody can fly one. Insane. How does it feel? It feels like I'm flying like a helicopter with a remote. It's insane, you know what I mean? Like a real helicopter.
Dude, that's crazy right there.
Ooh, I wanted to see what it does with the abrupt, you know.
Oh no.
Yeah, dude.
No.
We're cooked.